B-Pod Studios.
Demani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Good morning, Tina. Why do you need to know if your boyfriend of 4 years is cheating on you?
I don't know. My boyfriend, Brian, I feel like everything is solid, but last week I was doing laundry and I found something in the pocket of his pants. It just made me feel like really weird. He had a list of names, girls' names, and like I took a photo of it with my phone. It says Michelle and then a phone number, Kristen and a phone number, and then it says Amy and there's a phone number, and then he like put all these stars by it and wrote hot. I mean, Brian travels for work, so he meets people, but it's just made me feel like he's cheating on me.
Could these be ex-girlfriends?
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask, did you know any of those names?
No, I don't know any of them. I mean, I don't, Michelle, Kristen, Amy, but like Amy is, well, I know. I don't have any friends named that. He doesn't have sisters.
Like, it's the Spice Girls.
I don't think so.
I'm joking. Of course it's not. Did you confront him?
No, I mean, I just like wrote into you guys. Like, no, I haven't said anything yet. I mean, I took the photo of the list, but.
I mean, if she confirmed him, he might not tell her the truth anyway.
Those pants that he had that you wash, are those pants that he travels with?
Yeah. I mean, I literally, like, did our laundry after one of his work trips, and it's just, I mean, I didn't mean to be snooping, but I was kind of happy when I found it. Like,
Well, you
got to
go through his pockets and try and find that extra money. Right? What do you think, Tina? You want to do War of the Roses?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather just know. You know what I mean? I don't want. He travels so much, and I am so good to him. Something going on the side, or I guess three people going on the side. I just want to know.
4 years is a long time. I mean, you guys probably be talking marriage already, right?
Yeah, I mean, we live together. I'm doing his laundry. Like, I expect a little bit of respect.
The least you could do is not cheat on me.
Right?
Jeez. Well, let's hope that he's not cheating. You know, we do a lot of these War of the Roses, and a lot of times we call, and they'll send it to the person on the phone, and it's just a big misunderstanding, and everybody walks away happy, okay?
Okay.
Let's hope that happens with you. Roy, give Brian that top number there was the good number.
Dial him up.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Brian.
This is he.
Hey, Brian. My name's Lisa. I'm one of the managers at Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I was just calling to let you know that you're our winner of our monthly Text to Win contest. Congratulations.
I don't even know how I got on this list.
It's just a text-in number, so pretty much either yourself or one of your friends probably entered you in it. But regardless, you win a dozen beautiful red romantic roses to send to the one that you love.
This sounds like a spam email.
It's not a scam, I can assure you that. I don't need a credit card or anything like that from you.
Okie doke.
So
can
pretty
I
much
send it anywhere?
Yeah, anywhere in the U.S.
What's my obligation again?
There's no obligation. We just ask that you tell your friends about us.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, I think I could send somebody.
Okay. Who would that person be?
Her name is Amy.
Okay, to Amy. And you also get a card with these beautiful romantic roses as well. What would you like this card to say?
Between you and me?
Between me and you, or between you and this person?
Between you and me and Amy. Let's hope these roses match the lingerie I bought you.
Oh my God. Brian, are you f***ing kidding me? Who the f*** is Amy?
Oof.
Brian.
Oh,
oh, hey, Brian.
Oh.
Hey. It's me. What are you doing?
No. I'm Tina.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
No, I meant to say Tina.
Because I'm on the phone. Brian, who's Amy? I'm not kidding. Who is Amy? Who is Amy?
Brian, if you haven't already noticed, you're live on the radio. This is Kiss 95.1's War of the Roses.
Hi.
that your girlfriend Tina, she found a name, several names in your pocket, Michelle, Kristen, and Amy. We imagine the Amy that you sent the flowers to is the Amy on the list that says with circled with hot next to it.
Oh, God.
Yep.
What kind of a list would that be?
I mean, you're busted.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
You're cheating on Tina with somebody named Amy?
I can't even believe this right now.
I'm pretty amazed that you would bring this to the radio, Tina.
I'm glad I did, because you look like an idiot right now.
I mean, do you want us to change it to Tina? Tina, do you want to accept these roses now?
No, you can send them to Amy. You can send them to Amy or Kristen or Michelle. You are a sleaze. You know what? Send them to Brian.
You know what? I can't believe you would air out your laundry like this.
It's not my laundry. It's your laundry.
Yeah.
Better than airing out that lingerie that you gave your girlfriend.
Yeah, or I was going to say, she actually did your laundry for you, and that's what got you busted, dude. Brian, he's gone. He hung up, Tina. So I guess it's over after 4 years, huh?
I mean, you didn't sound that sorry to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.